Welcome to Liquidity and Liquor, our short episodes. And on this episode, we're going to go and teach you how to make money on podcasts. And for that, I think there's no better person to explain than Scott D. Clary that helped me build everything I have over here. Scott.
What's going on? Okay, so let's talk about making money on podcasts and why is this important? Because a lot of people are starting podcasts.
Let me ask you this. So when we met, yeah. Okay, I kind of ran the idea in my head of starting a podcast.
Like everyone else.
But you were the one that actually made it happen. And I will tell you the kind of like to compose it because we have about 5 minutes. I remember where you came and you said, okay, here's the list of what you need.
Yeah.
All right. You asked me, how many people do you want to have? I said, up to four between you and I speaking to them. So two more. Okay, that's the cameras you need. And then this is where you buy it. This is the mixer. This is the lighting. We really upgrade later on once or twice everything. Yeah. But you came in and you hooked everything up and all that. But then for someone that doesn't have that, I mean, the idea of what you did with the... In your podcast, you went to
Day
Miami
one was,
and you just went to a place that have everything. So I feel like we can start from there where you need to look for a place that...
Well, I started before that.
I started
pre-COVID just with Zoom.
Okay.
And it was just Zoom recording. So I would say the things that actually allow you... So to answer the question as to how do you monetize a podcast, you have to have your tech or your equipment set up. That can either day one be with riverside.fm that I use right now for virtual, or it can be an in-person studio. And there's lots of them in every major city in the US and around the world. You can get podcast studios that are rent per hour. Mm-hmm. So those are great options. You have to have an ability to attract good guests or some sort of content strategy for a solo show. Depends on how you want to structure your show. And then you have to be able to market it. And how do you market it? Well, I mean, I'm a marketer. So at the end of the day, it was digital marketing, content marketing, running ads, working with other podcasters. So every single thing that you would do for marketing a business, think about a podcast as a business. So anything that you would do to grow a business, you can do that for your podcast as well. And then lastly, it's how do you actually sell? So there's different ways to sell. I mean, you can go and find people that are advertising on podcasts and go reach out to them. But for me, I was all about optimizing. So everything I did, I tried to optimize it as much as possible, from the production of it, to the marketing of it, to the ads and the revenue. So you work with agencies. They take a fee and then they'll go find advertisers for you.
Where do you find those agencies?
Google.
Give us a name of a couple agencies.
HubSpot, Blue Wire, Podcast One. And now a lot of the hosting platforms are actually running ads themselves. So I think there's one called Red Circle that does programmatic ads. So I mean, a quick Google search, like podcast ad agencies, they'll all reach out to you, they'll speak to you, and then they'll tell you, we don't touch your podcast until you have 5,000 downloads a month or 10,000 downloads a month. So it's your job to get your podcast there. And once you get to around 5,000 downloads a month...
How do you suggest someone gets 5,000, 10,000 a month?
So all the different marketing things you do for a business, you got to do for a podcast. If you have budget, you can advertise.
Does Instagram short clips help, or there's a better way?
So I think that yes and yes. The reason why I chose video podcasts is because I can take all the video content and put it everywhere, right? So that's a scalable content marketing strategy. So yes, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube is great, but also... taking the podcast, transcribing it, turning it into a blog, finding keywords in the title, putting it up on your website so that your SEO traffic comes to your podcast is also great. Mm-hmm. Building a newsletter so that every time a new podcast episode is released and I take that blog and I put it into a newsletter and I send it out to my audience because I'm collecting those emails on my website as well, they know when a new podcast comes out, they listen to it immediately. So now you just heard me speak about SEO, about social media marketing, and about newsletter. So those are just three very basic
marketing
channels.
I feel like every time when you ask about how to start a business, it comes down to a lot of tactical information, but then the core is if you don't know how to market, you're not going to make it. Just marketing
is by
far a key. Guys, be a marketer. Be marketers.
Marketing is easy, though. Marketing's not hard. I mean, we were listening to a podcast earlier today, and basically the takeaway was if you want to learn how to market, do it yourself first.
Yeah.
Build your own website. Build up your own social following. Take a look at the Instagram posts you put out. See which ones get comments, likes, shares. See the ones that don't.
Yeah, Neil Patel and Eric Sue, credit to you guys. Good point. do it yourself, figure it out. If you hire an agency to do the marketing for you, you're already paying them something and you learn nothing.
And by the way, 10 out of 10 times, sorry, 9 out of 10 times, agencies suck.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So I would say 10 out of 10 in some situations, but agencies are never going to be as good because you're never... They're never going to know you and your content and your product.
And if you don't know marketing, you wouldn't know they're not good. If you at least know how to market, you can tell who's good and who's not. Yeah. So they can take an element of your marketing, but you'll know what good is if you understand marketing. So learn marketing and then figure out everything else.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. That's how you build a podcast. That's how you monetize it.
Yeah, we're going to give you some more quick marketing tips like we did before. If you haven't listened to our podcast about, what was it with... The growth hacking with
Airbnb.
Yeah. So we're gonna do those as well, once every few episodes, like really cool marketing tweaks that happened that took a company to the moon. We're gonna give a lot of those.
And when you listen to those tips, know that if you're building something, podcast, newsletter, company, you just apply those tips. That's
absolutely
it. Doesn't have to be. If you know how to kill it on Instagram, you can drive traffic from Instagram back to a newsletter, back to a podcast, back to a company. Learn how to navigate that channel.
100%.
All right. Okay. That's it for today. If you enjoyed, please subscribe on YouTube. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can download and listen to it wherever you get your podcasts or on liquidityandliquor.com.